This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. This is Abraham Lincoln's introduction to proclaiming a national day of thanksgiving. He went on and on. This had never been done before, a national Thanksgiving Day. And for us, in a world of executive orders, it's good to see what this proclamation 157 years ago was all about. What it is not about was turkeys, pilgrims, and Native American meals. In fact, from the Plymouth Rock Pilgrims in 1620, for at least the next 100 years, you don't see any kind of widespread story of that so-called first Thanksgiving. Not only does Lincoln's Thanksgiving Day proclamation not have a word about pilgrims, it is also not about churches or religions. Lincoln never says, go to church and pray. He says, think about being thankful. Think about God. Think about your own perversity. And think about the possibility that divine purposes might include peace, harmony, tranquility, and union. And be humble. So this is something secular and something sacred. Calling people to be thankful for what God gives is certainly a spiritual thing to do. Calling people to be aware of their own perversity and sin is not only a religious thing to do, but a bold and nervy call to national humility, born of national suffering, born of the sin of race slavery. But Lincoln was also secular here. Besides not mentioning churches and Christianity, he mentions wonderful national things like how there is an increase in iron production, the yields of minerals from mines, how the population, despite the war, is increasing, how other nations are letting us alone, how fields are being plowed and seas are being sailed and the axe is clearing the land. In his mind, these are gifts. Lincoln is not hesitant to conclude that if there is a gift, there must be a giver, what and who he somewhat awkwardly calls the Most High God. No matter what you think nowadays about appeals by God to presidents, by presidents, Lincoln is an honest broker of theology. He has, in some way or another, all his life believed that there is something outside of who we are that makes happen what happens. By this point, he even feels that healing the wounds of the nation and restoring the Union are part of a divine purpose. Gratitude does not start with plenitude. A harvest Thanksgiving festival starts with the mystery memory of the annual hope of spring planting, when there is nothing but soil and seeds and hope. Harvest is what comes from apparently nothing but little seeds. Brother David Sindelross, a contemporary spiritual writer, tells a story about how as a boy in Germany in the Allied bombing, he dove into a church building to avoid the bombs. When the dust cleared, there was only rubble and smoke, except for a miraculous green square of land that had been the village green. His astonishment at that still green square, when all else was burned out, death and destruction, did for him exactly what Lincoln calls for in his proclamation. It penetrated and softened his heart in the midst of war, death, and disunion. Gratitude is the heart of prayer, writes Brother David, and it starts with loss, not abundance. So it was that Lincoln called us in the midst of civil war, an unequaled magnitude, to be grateful for what we have, for what we can become, and for how we can be given even more than we deserve. Lincoln, of course, was an oddball president. He comes up with these ideas. This one he got from a woman named Sarah Josepha Hale, the editor of a very popular Goody's Ladies book. That, plus the Episcopal Book of Common Prayer, and Lincoln cooked up an offering of National Thanksgiving, which we have, in one way or another, celebrated ever since, letting it light us down like Lincoln in honor to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer. This has been Quiet Fire, The Spiritual Life of Abraham Lincoln.